So I'm going to take about this much, and I'm going to give you this much. There's a passage. Can you pull up that next passage, Kelly? There's a passage. I've been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You know have I talked to you about the Arby's commercial? You know the Arby's commercial that's running right now? The guy's name, I looked it up because I want to know who he was. Bo Deedle is his name. Yeah, I guess he's some kind of famous New York detective who's done some amazing police work over time. But I guess at some point he's gotten into show business because now he's like a producer and all these other kinds of things, from what I could understand. He's the featured guy on Arby's, and the whole idea is Arby's is trying to prove that they are who they say they are, and they are delivering you freshness. And so one of the commercials that's running is Bo Deedle, this guy, he's this, you know, this New Yorker, thick New Yorker guy, on a fishing boat out in the ocean in Alaska. And he's like, okay, Arby's is saying that they catch their fish fresh, they fillet them up, and right there on the boat, and they deliver us fresh fish. Yeah, say that five times really fast. And I'm here to see if that's really true. And the guy on the boat is like, yeah, really. And the boat dealer's like, really? Really? That image has been plaguing me in a good way. In fact, I will just tell you, it was the Tuesday night before Lent started last Wednesday, that I woke up with that image in my mind and with this concept in my heart. I've been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Really? Really? And it was like a weight was just pressing on my chest. I mean, really, Dan? The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God. Meaning that I'm not trying to push this out of my own energy, push this out, eke this out in my own strength or by my own ideas or by my own mind, but I'm really, really depending on God. Like, really. And that night, and God to put on my heart, Dan, that's what I want you to do for Lent. I want you to die. Really. And so my journey since Lent has started has been a challenge because honestly, mostly I've been discouraged with myself. Because when you start asking that question, really, how much of myself am I really bringing to this instead of trying to let Christ control my thoughts, change what I want, what I desire, how I react. I find that there's more to me in this deal than what I realized. The Bible says we're not sinners. The Bible says that in Christ, we now belong to Christ. I want to show you a couple of passages, rapid fire. Look at these real quickly. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. This is it. And when I first saw this, it blew my mind. You can trace this idea. Once you see this, you'll see this very idea in everything that Paul says. Every letter of his is almost the same thing. He tells you this truth right here, and then the second half of his letters are, and this is how it should apply in your life. This is what it's going to look like. Every letter is the same. Here's the great mystery. Christ in you. The hope of glory, like God might actually burst out in you. Look at this passage. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. Your sinfulness was killing you, but God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Look at this next one. Do you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit? I mean, do you get the fact that you were meant to house the fullness of God? Your bodies are now temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. But if Christ is in you, then even though your body is subject to death because of sin, the Spirit gives life. The Spirit is giving life. We just sang about this wellspring, if you picked up on it. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. There's a Greek word in the scriptures. It's pronounced sarx, I think. And it makes me think of the word sucks. And the reason it does is sarx is whenever you see this in Galatians, it talks about this battle that's going on between the flesh and the spirit. And we know it. We know this battle because we hear it like, you know, these are the things that I want to do. These are the things that, I mean, it's like I have this spirit inside of me that wants to cry, Abba, Father, Father, you're my daddy. I want to be so close to you. I want to commune with you. But at the same time, or maybe in the next moment, I do the very opposite thing and I don't do anything that God would want me to do. And the Bible talks about the flesh, or sarx, the flesh that battles against the spirit. And you're just constantly going back and forth. And when, you know, I mean, do you feel that? Do you sense that in your own life? And we think, well, why does this ever happen? You know, why should it, shouldn't I just finally be done with sin? But I want to say to you that this is a good sign. It's a good sign that there's a battle going on. If there wasn't a battle going on, there would be a problem. I mean, if you weren't feeling conflict between this old body that God has redeemed you from, even though you're still trapped in this body, your eyes still see what they're going to see, your mouth still says what it's going to say even when you want to try to catch it, your ears are still going to hear certain things through your own insecurities. You're going to hear, well, what do they mean by that? And God, the Holy Spirit, are saying, they didn't mean anything by that. They didn't mean anything by it. You should have this battle going on. You should have sarx wars going on within you. Because that's working out God's salvation. He's working out His glory in you. There's a passage, I don't think it's on there, Kelly. There's a passage, 2 Corinthians 5:17, and we just read this very same thing from Ephesians. The very same idea. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to Himself through Christ and gave us this ministry of reconciliation. God is bringing everything back to Him. Everyone back to Him. And the way it read in Ephesians was He took the old man, He took the Jew and the Gentile, and He says, I want to make a whole new person, a whole new kind of being, a whole new kind of existing, a whole new creation in Christ. And it's a creation that looks like it once did where I walked with man in the garden, but now I will walk with him day by day, moment by moment. You know what happens to the butterflies? They enter into what's actually called a chrysalis, a cocoon. And they go in worms, and they come out, or caterpillars, and they come out these beautiful, beautiful butterflies that are just set free. That's God's picture. You might spend some time in Galatians this week. I just read Galatians. I'm trying to reread the Bible through the Message just because it's different to my ears. Galatians is such a wonderful, wonderful book about the freedom that we're meant to have in Christ. We're meant to live as butterflies who have been set free, made beautiful in God, and set free to live with Him. To explore and to, I mean, we're not, sometimes we think of ourselves with as worms with wings. We're not. We now house the glory of God. Does that have meaning to you? Here's what it should mean to you. It should mean that God's expectation is not that we would achieve, but that we would receive. God's expectation is that we wouldn't try to be working by our own power, but that simply we would be working to die to ourselves. You remember when we looked at the narrative about the crucifixion and that sin produces death, but death produces life? We're supposed to be living by the power of God. Like, really? By His strength. It's not about trying harder. It's about leaning in closer to God. I love the fact, Russell, that we just read all that scripture. I love that because how else do you get the mind of God so clearly than to just receive it through the Word? To really start to think about who He is and how we're supposed to live. And Rusty just wanted, I love his love for the Word. And every time he gets before us, he says, I'm going to read a lot. It's good for us, Rusty. I appreciate that. Amen. It was as if we were sitting at the Lord's table and we were just listening to Him talk. It's good for us. Surrendering more. Jesus talks in terms of the vine and the branches. And He says this, you know, if you'll stay connected with Me, you're going to produce good fruit. And it's not you who's producing it, because branches aren't what produces the fruit. It's where the fruit dangles. It's the vine that produces the fruit. Your number one purpose is to tune in and connect with the God who lives in you. That's your purpose. You were made to house the fullness of God. Do you find yourself feeling like a vessel of the Lord throughout the day? Or do you feel like, well, I'm over here, you know, and Jesus is over here, and I'm trying to kind of drag Him along, and there's stuff I don't want Him to see, and I hope He didn't see that, you know. But then there's other times where, oh, I feel so close to God. Thank You so much. That's a different identity than Christ lives in me. This is what resurrection life is. You were made to house the fullness of God. There was a priest in the early 19th century in Russia who, you know, alcohol was so abused and drunkards everywhere, people in the street. It was just a very, very bad and dark time. It was such a time that, in a violent time, that churches were closing their doors. Priests were not going out into the communities to help people. They were hiding. This one particular priest did go out. And it was said that he would go out and he would find people in the gutters on the streets, and he would just scoop them up in his arms and just lay there and hold them and say, don't you know you were meant to house the fullness of God? You weren't meant for this. I think maybe when we start embracing this idea that we are meant to house the fullness of God, that God is dwelling inside of us, maybe we might just start really trying to connect with Him and rely on Him and not on ourselves. Do the work to read the Word. I mean, that's what this is about. Spiritual disciplines are all about one thing: reaching out to God. I'll leave you with this one thought, and then I want to invite Kelly up here. Have you considered what the good news is, really? I mean, sometimes we talk about the good news, and we talk about it in terms of, well, the good news is that my sins are forgiven and I get to go to heaven. Well, that is good news, but there's something that's a bit more than that. It involves all of that, but what if the good news really, if we were to kind of pull away some of the things that help us get to that point and focus on what the real point is, I get to live with God. That's the good news. It's the garden life restored. I get to walk with Him and talk with Him. That's why that song, I come to the garden alone. That's the good news. The good news is that in the waking hours of the night, He is there and I can talk to Him. I have direct access. The good news is that in the morning, I don't have to just live another drudging day, but I can live in the presence of God. and in the fullness of all the things that He has planned for that day. We just read He's got great things ahead. He's got great things planned. If we'll just tune into Him, really. There is no more, well, I'm over here and God is over here. There is only Christ in you, the hope of glory. Are you spending your moments, the time of your life, are you spending that connecting with the one who is in you? Because that's the good news. But that's the good news. And what it will produce, we know what it produces, this love. In fact, you can just stop with that one word right there. I don't have to get frustrated. I don't have to get excited about things. I'm just so free to simply love you. God sets us free.